I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
Woo! All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Thanks for joining me today. I am here weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. If you can appreciate a safe space for independent thinkers, then you are in the right place today. I tell you, I've been kind of out of the loop with news for the last couple of days. Not for a fun reason, though. Certainly was no vacation. But the world, and I listened to a lot of talk radio yesterday. Anyway, plenty to talk about, isn't there? Including the new Tate Reeves, 2 weeks of no fun. They were very suspicious, very on guard that they felt like with the Labor Day holiday coming up, people might, they might try to go out there and have a little fun. And we can't have that now, can we? So another 2 weeks, this is like some kind of horrible Groundhog Day. Tate Reeves saw his shadow, and I guess we get 2 more weeks. Or I can't remember. How does Groundhog Day work? If he sees his shadow, is it longer winter or is it shorter? I don't really know. I do know this feels much like the Groundhog Day movie. I actually thought I was listening to Jim Thorne on the way into the studio today. And Jim said that Tate Reeves had extended the stay-at-home or the whatever, the mask mandate. And I actually thought, oh, maybe Jim's doing a repeat today. Maybe he's doing a rerun. And then I heard him continue to talk, and he brought up some more topical things. I thought, oh, good Lord, we are still doing this thing? We are still doing this thing. Anyway, we'll talk about that and some other stuff, too. I've got a quote of the day. This is one that's hot off the presses. Are you ready for this one? Don't saddle your heirs with a bunch of sentimental crap that they don't want just because you had an attachment to it. Again, don't saddle your heirs with a bunch of sentimental crap that they don't want just because you had an attachment to it. That is a quote from Mike Madison yesterday. I'm in the process of moving. And I really thought it was going to be pretty simple. I have embraced a minimalist lifestyle. Talked about it several times here on the show. I want a good TV, decent sound system, comfortable couch, maybe a chair, should I entertain. Decent kitchen, nice workable kitchen, and a comfortable bed. That's about it. That's all I want. And I keep moving in that direction. I shuck stuff. I don't buy a whole lot of things. You know, I buy things like supplements. I'm not a big clothes horse. Anybody who knows me knows you're probably going to see me in jeans and a polo shirt of some kind, or maybe a button down if the situation calls for it, with a pair of bucks. I mean, I'm not a clothes horse. And so when I'm moving yesterday, what I realized is as I got through this, and I don't know if anybody noticed yesterday, but it was about 134 degrees outside, particularly the storage unit I was moving some stuff into. You got to love it when you're moving in at dusk, when you get the sun that comes right off the big metal wall that you're actually moving into. I mean, the sun really, it timed it perfectly. I thought I was having heat stroke. But as I'm moving these boxes, I realized, I thought to myself, how have I got so much stuff? I'm a minimalist. I don't keep a lot of stuff. Now, I did go through a bunch of things and found a bunch of stuff for my kids. My kids are now 19. So I realized I had an awful lot of stuff for the kids. You want to keep your photos and all that stuff. I need to get them organized like most people probably do. But I started going through boxes of this stuff. I had tests from when they were in second grade, like a 30-page test booklet that my son got a 97 on, you know, 12 years ago. And so I did purge for a lot of that stuff. And don't tell my kids, even some of the artwork. That's right, moms. I know that freaks you out. I talked to a mom yesterday. She's like, well, I keep all the artwork. I said, look, if they put some effort into it, if there's some creativity, I keep it. My kids are pretty good artists. My son, really, the way he drew faces when he was like 4 or 5 years old was absolutely stunning. Anything that's got some creativity. But, you know, I'll pay the piper. If my kids ever come to me when they're in their 30s and say, Dad, where are all those turkeys we drew with the outline of our hand? If they really want those things, they're out of luck now. They're going to have to go to the landfill. But I kept a lot of stuff. But what I noticed the most of, which really, stuff that had been handed down to me from the family that I don't want or need. And you get this guilt attachment to it. When somebody says, this was your grandmother's. I had 3 or 4 totes of china, tea sets, teapots, and dainty little cups and saucers all wrapped up nicely and paper towels. And, you know, so you even got to be careful with these things, too. I don't drink hot tea. And I'm not an 85-year-old woman. No offense to an 85-year-old woman. I'm toting this stuff around, and I found more and more boxes. My little brother lives out in Seattle. So when my father and my stepmother moved down to Mobile, they found anything of his that they had been storing for a while that they didn't feel like moving, and they just gave it to me. Now I've got a box of all of his annuals from his time at St. Andrews. He was there for 12 years. And they're not skinny little annuals either. Do you know what a box of 12 annuals plus, there might have been textbooks in there, just, you know, handed to you. Hey, take care of this for your brother, please. Now, this sounds probably like some ungrateful whining, but I've consulted with a couple of other people who have agreed with me. Actually, a good friend of mine, her father just passed away. The father and mother had downsized into a nursing home, and the room is pretty full of stuff. You know, if anything happens, I called her yesterday as I'm moving this stuff. I said, don't do it. Don't let them give you anything. And the thing is that she said, I know, my dad would give me things, and he'd say, keep this. Make sure you keep this. Don't sell this. Don't get rid of this. Because older generations have some attachment to something. They think that the next 3 or 4 generations need to hold on to these same things. It is a pain. If you were passing things down to your heir, and I was talking to another friend last night, he said, yeah, I've told my daughter I've got a watch and a pocket knife that was like the grandfather's or something like that that I'd like her to have. I said, that's something. Boxes and boxes of old china and old annuals. I would say I moved 400 pounds yesterday of stuff I'm storing for just the guilt of it all. I'm scared to death to throw it away. I'm scared to death that it might actually have some value, but I'm never going to value this stuff. And so the ugly little trick is that you don't pay any attention to this stuff until you move. And when you're moving, the last thing you want to do is take time out of a move to go through stuff and peel through it, see what's actually worth anything. So you just take these boxes, just screw it. I'll just put them here. I'll come back to the storage unit. I'll go through everything in a little while. I won't. I already know I won't. And what I think I've decided is my only tact to do this, what I'm going to do is I loaded a bunch of stuff into a storage unit yesterday. I'm going to go to the storage unit over the next couple of months. I'm going to pull out everything that I want. And whatever else is left goes to Storage Wars. The girl told me yesterday when I got a storage unit, and here's the sick thing too. I got a 10x10 storage unit because I thought to myself, I'm a minimalist. 10x10's good. You know, they do 5x5s and 5x10s. I said, well, I'll do a 10x10. I showed up and looked at that 10x10 and looked at my stuff and said, we're going to need a bigger boat. End up with a 10x20, and I packed it to the gills. I'm not very efficient in my packing, but believe me, it was not easy to close the door. So I'm going to go in there, and the girl told me, she said, yeah, here's your rent on your storage unit is due on the 31st of each month. If you fall, I can't remember what it was, 30, 45, 60 days behind, they'll lock you out and they'll sell all your stuff. And that didn't sound like a threat to me. That sounded like a really, really appealing thing. So then I can just shrug my shoulders if anybody says, where did all that stuff go? I go, we were robbed. We were robbed. Americans have too much stuff anyway. It's always stunning to me. You look around at all these storage facilities. Most people have homes or, you know, even in an apartment or anything else. We've got enough storage for us to exist. It is stunning to me the amount of crap that Americans just buy and store and never use, whether it's clothes or goods. We have a real problem with that. I have a feeling, just kind of a sneaking suspicion, that that's about to fix itself, though, as we lumber into what could be the mother of all financial crises. We may all be downsizing to a degree. We may not have the consumerism in us over the next 10 to 20 years that we have had for the past 30 to 40 to 50 years, where we have become consumers, almost consumers more than even citizens, just consumers. Anyway, to reiterate to any older people out there who are looking to pass things down, make sure your kids want the stuff you're trying to pass down. Don't tell them this is something from someone. Make sure you hang on to this. Unless it's got some value. And then if it's got some value, tell them, hey, this is something you might enjoy. But if not, you could get a pretty penny for it. Something along those lines. And on an unrelated note, if anybody is interested in probably 60-year-old teapots and teacups with saucers, give me a call. I think I've got a bunch of them for you. I'll be right back.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
Going to be a bit of an experiment. If I got an hour to hour and a half of sleep last night, I'd be absolutely stunned. I stopped moving last night at about midnight. I woke up to start moving again at 4:30 this morning. I thought after yesterday, you know, I mean, you know how a move is. I'm not whining or nothing special about me, but I thought, oh boy, I can't wait to lay down. I am going to crash. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I think around 2:50 was about the last time I saw. And then an alarm goes off at about 4:30 this morning so that I could finish up before coming into the show. The show must go on, so it's going to be interesting. I just realized I've got my B12 in my bag, in my backpack, so I'll be taking that during the break, see if I can get a little bit of a something going on. As long as I'm kind of in this mood, I've already given you my pet peeve number one. Getting a bunch of hand-me-downs from your family that you don't really want and you're guilted into keeping. Here's another one that I saw. As I said, I haven't really been watching a whole lot of news, but I will get to some. It's actually, you know, things are fascinating, depressing, maddening. It's an ugly time in American history right now. But anyway, I was watching the news the other day. WLBT has got a Mississippi Strong t-shirt out. Have you seen this? Just picture a black T-shirt with Mississippi Strong and white writing, and that's pretty much what you've got. So Mississippi Strong. I went to the site just to see what this was about. I went to WLBT.com, and I looked and said, we are living in unprecedented times, and we have had to stay Mississippi Strong. Now, first of all, let me just say this. The shirts are raising money. The proceeds, or a portion of each T-shirt, goes to Mississippi Food Network. So nothing that I say is meant to knock their fundraising efforts. You know, you can give them money directly or you can buy this T-shirt. But this is a pet peeve of mine. Mississippi Strong. What exactly does that mean? What is it about Mississippi recently? The site says we are living in unprecedented times and we have had to stay Mississippi Strong. Why exactly are we so strong? We cowered in our homes for about 6 weeks, hiding out from a disease that your chances of dying from if you're under the age of 70 are statistically zero. We stood by and watched our neighbors forced to close their businesses. We stood by and watched our First Amendment rights stripped from us, our churches closed. We sat back and took all this stuff, and I got to tell you, I don't quite understand the whole idea of Mississippi Strong there. Got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me? Yep. All right, there, you there? Yep, sorry. Hold on 1 second for me. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get you. Okay, we got you on the air. We got a new phone system. I'm just learning in here. So what you got?
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, yesterday the mask mandate was supposed to end. And he renewed it for what, another, was it 3 weeks? Is that right?
I think it's just 2 weeks now, Joe. Don't be exaggerating things. It's just two weeks.
Okay, thank you.
It'll be two more weeks after that, which will make 4 weeks. But for right now, it's just two.
Okay, and after the two, how many is it going
to
be?
Yeah. I mean, this is like how I used to check out library books, you know, because I would never read them, but I would just keep renewing them over and over again. I mean, how long has this been going on? How long has this mask mandate been in place right now?
Since March.
I don't know if the mandate from Tate Reeves was March. We had this Safer at Home or whatever it was called, whatever ridiculousness
it
was.
They shut everything down.
Yeah.
To the point that we cried out, let us go back to our lives. Okay, but here's the new mandate.
Right.
And they're going to keep the mandates going until, you know, we said, please let us take these masks off. Okay, as long as you take this vaccine.
Right, right.
You know, but the question I have is, by what a legal authority does Tate Reeves have to do this? We talk about this as being law, but is a edict by Tate Reeves, is this really law? Did he go through some types of checks and balances to codify this in law?
I mean,
in the city of Jackson.
Yeah.
Did he go through any kind of checks and balances, the city council or anything like this, to codify this in law? Or is this just a mayoral edict or a governorial edict?
I don't think I've heard anywhere where a legislative body has issued, you know, quarantine orders or restricting the size of a crowd or the number of people you can have in your restaurant. I don't think I've heard that passed as a law anywhere. And I could be wrong. It certainly could have happened. But I think this is just dictatorial. It's emergency powers. This is the great scam that people have put up with too long. And I say this because this is a teachable moment to a lot of conservatives. You passed the Patriot Act all enthusiastically because George W. Bush told you it was an emergency. And that's what they do. They seize on these things and take a ton of power. And now people should realize these emergency powers are just this blanket authority that seems like to do whatever you want to do, just whatever you think up.
And like in other states, I mean, thank God we're not like California or some other states, but we're bad enough as it is. But like California, and they're shut down churches, and other states have shut down gyms and stuff like that. And, you know, the police will come out, you cannot open by law. And I know the gym, I think it was in North Carolina, the gym owner said, by what law? Cite it. Tell me it. Well, they couldn't. Well, you know, you're just shut down.
Right. Yeah, that's
New
Jersey.
And at what point do we as free citizens fight back and say, I will not comply? Because that's the other thing. If enough people say, I will not comply, then it becomes unenforceable. If the majority of the people do comply, then those few of us who still value freedom and liberty do not comply, then it's easier for them to come after us.
Yeah, it's really sad. You know, Germany, they were in the streets last weekend in Germany against the lockdown stuff. Here, not so much. We're too busy, you know, fighting with each other rather than fighting for the system that is actually destroying our economy. The effects of this are going to be felt for years and years, if not, if this isn't some kind of a fully popped bubble at this point with what they've done. We're too busy fighting with each other in the streets to notice that Republicans and Democrats across this country have destroyed the way of life of tens of millions of Americans, and the effects will continue on for some period of time.
I got cussed out this morning for trying to buy two chicken legs without a mask. You know, and I told the guy behind the counter, I said, you know how small the particle is? I said, that particle can sail in and out of that mask without any interference. And he didn't have a mask on. He had taken it off. We said, well, somebody's got to have a mask on. You know, but that's the truth of the matter is, from my understanding, the particle is 0.125 micron, where even the very best mask, which is the N95, only filters down to 0.3. And what I've been trying to bring out to people, it gives you about as much protection as a window screen in a rainstorm.
Yeah, they said. I heard somebody say it's like trying to avoid being shot by hiding behind chain link fence. I thought that was a pretty good
that's
one.
Right.
The bottom line is nobody wants to hear it. They don't want to hear it from you. They don't want to hear it from me. Everybody's mind on this is already made up. Has been for a while. Facts don't matter to anybody. Intellectual curiosity is completely absent in our society, by and large. Maybe 5% of the people have an intellectual curiosity, which means the more information they take in, if they might change their mind about something, that's over. That is so, you know, I don't know what, 1960s or 1950s. I don't know when we stopped thinking for ourselves. And this is why I'm reading the story about this Mississippi Strong T-shirt. This is the biggest pandering. You know, the Strong thing got started in Boston. Do you remember Boston Strong? This was when you had the two brothers or whatever that did the Boston Marathon bombing. And to my knowledge, that's the first time they did this city, you know, blank strong. They did Boston Strong. Boston Strong. Boston cowered in their homes. The government did essentially for a large portion of Boston. They locked them in their homes. They had declared martial law. The cops went door to door and sometimes walked in or kicked in doors into people's homes and held them at gunpoint looking for one guy who was part of this bombing. They all complied. They all cowered in their homes. And it was deemed Boston Strong. And this is Mississippi. Now you're strong. Strong means, in this new pandering way, strong means you complied. You did what we said. We're so proud of you. This is the infantilization of people. They have decided that you have to tell people they're strong, even when they're being monumentally, incredibly weak. You're allowing bureaucrats to shut down businesses, to shut down churches, to shut down social gatherings, to keep children from hugging their senior citizen parents in nursing homes. I mean, just the abuses are across the board. And WLBT, and again, this is for Mississippi Food Network, so everybody go donate to them or buy the T-shirt if you want to. It is such a pet peeve of mine, this idea that being compliant makes us all stronger. And I totally disagree with that.
Well, one added note is that Tate Reeves said we were a state of rule followers. Perhaps he's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But then the other thing is I think of is in the book 1984, they used patriotism to keep society in compliance, that it's your patriotic duty to wear a mask. But yet it was they used patriotism, always have, even, you know, other countries, to be patriotic, to do your duty is to be obedient and compliant.
Absolutely. Why do people pay federal income taxes? The government doesn't balance their books. Obviously, they've just shown us they can print this money out of thin air. Why do people pay their taxes and get angry when other people don't pay their taxes? Because they say it's the price of a civilized society. It's my duty. I want to contribute. Contribute to what? The corruption in Washington, D.C.? You want to contribute to the lobbying class in Washington, D.C.? Everybody completely, you know, they can't even wrap their minds around how Washington, D.C. pisses away our hard-earned money on a daily basis. Minute by minute, they're pissing away our money. But everybody thinks it makes you a good citizen if you pay your taxes. I'm a contributor. More people should pay taxes. I mean, it's insanity.
Well, what we don't understand, it's not just through paying taxes, it's through inflation. Inflation is the hidden tax that if they can actually create, you know, they don't have to actually tax you at a higher percentage. They can just print more money and devalue everything that you
believe
got.
Me. Yeah, I know.
You're paying a tax without even realizing it.
Yeah, well, baby steps, one step at a time. I will spend any time I've got on the radio left trying to explain to people that a federal income tax not only is what I believe is unconstitutional, but it's absolutely 100% unnecessary. And we are cowards to have allowed them to take this thing to where people are giving up 30, 40, 50% of their income in taxes and borrowing money to send their kids to school and borrowing money to buy a car and borrowing money to get a TV. And then when a crisis hits, we don't have $400 set aside for a rainy day. Yet we make sure we pay our federal income taxes like it's some kind of point of pride or patriotism, like you just said.
What concerns me is the amount of money printing that's going on right now. So, you know, people get their little stimulus check. You know, special interest groups get billions of dollars added to their coffers. And it's created out of thin air, which actually increases the money supply. It devalues everything that we've got in our pockets. So
oh, yeah.
$1,200 that you thought you had, you better spend it quick, because in, you know, 1 or 2 years, it's going to be worth less, you know, like $500.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the headline was today. I think last time I was off yesterday, but I think on Friday I wrote the same headline. Stock market all-time high, dollar 2-year low. I mean, the dollar's going down, the stock market's going up. I mean, it's just rather lather, rinse, repeat. All right, got to take a break. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call, though, man.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he is the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. You want to join the show, 601-879-0002. You know, if you're feeling especially Mississippi strong today, or... I don't know what it is. I just feel like we've lost a lot of our... lost a lot of our ability to cope. We lost a lot of our courageousness. We really just, we're like, what do they call them? Reeds in the water. You know, they just kind of go back and forth. Just what and even with all of the violence we're seeing right now. I'm going to talk about that because I'll tell you right now, I'm very different from just about anybody you'll listen to on talk radio. Right, left, anywhere. I mean, when I hear some of the things going on, I just cannot get on board. The violent stuff in the streets, I mean, for all of the people out there, particularly on the right, during the time of Donald Trump talking about the deep state, we got to take on the deep state. We're going to put the deep state. You know what the deep state really wants? They want people out in the streets fighting. Well, the left started it. Yeah, you're right. They sure did. But I'm hearing an awful lot of enthusiasm for people saying, yeah, we're about to put him down. We're going to reelect Donald Trump and put him down. I'm dreading a Trump second term, and it's probably one of the things to talk about today. It's pretty amazing. As I say, last time I was on the air was Friday. I took yesterday off. What a difference about a week makes. I think Trump was in big trouble 3 months ago for reelection. But holy cow. I mean, it is to the point right now when you watch Trump surging in the polls and Biden crashing. I mean, I can't decide. And I mean this with all seriousness. I cannot decide. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. Are the Democrats actually this stupid to support, you know, violence in the streets? I've always thought it was really odd. The Democrats will go after these really niche groups. I mean, they will go out of their way to pander to the one-legged transvestite Latinas and make a bold statement about how badly the one-legged transvestite Latinas have had, and boy, the Democrats, I mean, they get these little sliver groups. But are they really this stupid to be on the side of the rioters and the violence as they watch Democrats abandon their party? Are they this stupid? Or? Now, I know what everybody's saying. Yes, they're that stupid. I don't think it's that easy. Democrats have been very good during my lifetime at grabbing power. I mean, it's not like the Democrats are flailing around. They haven't ever won anything, and this is why they never win. No, they win all the time. They won the House of Representatives in 2018. We just had 8 years of a Democratic president. We've had Democratic Congresses coming and going, House, Senate, all this stuff. I mean, Democrats win races. So are they so stupid right now to not understand what a sane person looks at when they just look at this stuff in the streets? Can they really not see that? Or, and here it is. This is the controversial topic that I have. Or are they intentionally trying to throw this election to Donald Trump? I honestly don't know what they are doing. And it goes down the list, man. Come on, man. I mean, they put Joe Biden, a brain-addled, almost an octogenarian, who can't speak well and gaffes all over the place. Nothing impressive about him. They make him their nominee, and then they support the violence. I'll tell you right now, I don't think the Democrats are trying to win, which begs the question then is, what are they up to then? Now, a lot of people out there think, oh, Trump's just cleaning their clock. I don't see it that way at all. I think Trump was ripe to lose the 2020 election. I think if Howard Schultz had either run as a Democrat or had run as an independent, and I don't agree with everything Howard Schultz says, but he's seems to be normal. You know, he was a CEO. He understands business, and he's not insane. Howard Schultz versus Donald Trump, Howard Schultz wins. I think if the Democrats have put up Tulsi Gabbard, I disagree with Tulsi Gabbard on a lot of her social issues here. She's great on the foreign wars. But I think you put Tulsi Gabbard up against Donald Trump in 2020, Tulsi Gabbard wins. I think Donald Trump was just sitting there. He was his own worst enemy. And now the Democrats are their own worst enemy to a degree so much more than Donald Trump. Now, the question that I have now as I'm watching these things is we're watching the support for Joe Biden. I guess if you can even call it that, it wasn't support for Joe Biden. It was the anti-Trump vote. But even that is collapsing now. So if you see that coming down, we're heading towards some debates. You know, it appeared to me, I've been thinking all along, they were going to replace this guy at some point. That would be exciting for talk radio. You know, I had a segment for a little while there called Witch Watch. Meaning we were watching to see if Hillary Clinton was going to swoop in on this thing. I got to tell you, with Joe Biden fading in the polls, facing debates, the only way Joe Biden makes it to the finish line of November 3rd and does debates, in my opinion, is the Democrats are trying to give this to Donald Trump. And I don't know why, but, you know, it's one of these things when you don't trust your government, and you never should. I get people who listen to the podcast in New Zealand and Ireland. I mean, occasionally I'll get these things in. I got some listeners in Germany. So wherever you are, if you're listening to this podcast, don't trust your government. It's not just the U.S. government. Governments suck. They lie. And so when you don't trust the government, I mean, I'm just looking at this. Something just doesn't seem right here. And maybe it is all on its face. Maybe the Democrats have just lost their mind this badly. Maybe I'm going to talk next hour a little bit about some of this stuff in the streets, because I have a vastly different take on it than everybody else. It seems like everybody is, well, not everybody, but you know what I mean, the people who are the hyperpartisans, all of you who have been duking it out on Twitter for the last 3.5 years during the Trump presidency, you people seem very excited about this, whether you're on the right or the left. We're going to take them down. Doesn't matter if it's right or left. We're ready to meet them. Bring it on. All this stuff. I say, I'm not there with you at all. I've got 2 19-year-old kids. I want them to have a normal future. You guys are taking us to a civil war, and you think it's super cool, and you're going to win easily. Both sides think, oh, yeah, we're going to take them down. Now, I've talked a lot on this show about how easy it would be to beat the left in a civil war, kind of tongue-in-cheek. I said, well, you just mispronoun them, and they'll fall to the ground and sob uncontrollably if you call them a Z-Zim instead of a they-there. What? I don't even know how to parse all that stuff. Or clapping, clapping apparently for some people who are triggered auditorily. Clapping, it's been outlawed in some places. Maybe Oxford University in England, they do jazz hands now because clapping was so disoriented to some of the people on the left that I said, all you got to do, you don't even need to pack heat, just clap at them. But that seems to have changed a little bit. They've gotten very, very violent on the left. But I'm not cheering for this to happen at all. And I see the people that I see in the streets look like, pawns to me on both sides. Now, I know that probably makes people mad. That Kyle Rittenhouse guy that went to go protect that business, boy, do I support that kid. That was a good kid, looked like. He was going to do the right thing. He was going to go protect a business. I want to know, does anybody know exactly what happened prior to him running down the street? That's the only thing I really don't know. Incredibly sad story. A lot of good things to report there. When I started taking my notes on Friday for Monday's show, and then I ended up taking Monday off, but he was getting, I was seeing headlines like he's getting a public defender. Boy, over the course of the weekend did that change. He's got a huge crowdfunded site now. He's got hundreds of thousands of dollars for a defense attorney. Defense attorneys are stepping up to try to help that kid. So maybe they will not be able to railroad him like I really feared that they would last week. The kid is a hero, and it's one of those things too. I mean, he showed why people should be allowed to own guns. He didn't run down the street shooting a bunch of people he disagreed with. No, but when they attacked him, he protected himself. The guy is, I think, rightfully being called a hero, and this thing may end up as sad as it is, and I hate that he had to go through it. It just seems like such a good, kind of innocent kid. This may end up being one of the biggest influences on his life. This guy may end up being a cult hero to the right, just depending. Unfortunately, I think we're going to have more of these kinds of heroes to look at, because the net jobs in the street are not going to stop the violence. And I'm going to talk a little bit about people taking a Trump flag to one of these things. I don't get that. I'll take a break. I'll cover that when I get back. Stay with me. All night
with the King. Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
End of last week, I saw this article in the Daily Mail over in Great Britain. Divorce rates in America soar by 34% during COVID-19 pandemic, with marriages crumbling 3 weeks into quarantine, and newlywed separations doubling to 20%. Nice job, authorities. You really got this one right, didn't you? Yeah, I wonder if we're ever going to get an apology for any of this. Yeah, I've seen the statistic now that, 6% of people who died of COVID, and the other of underlying conditions. I think people are taking that a tiny bit too far. I think pretty much you know, once you've got some kind of a condition, you're more susceptible to anything else. They might not have died from something without COVID complicating things, but it does show that this is not some big threat to people walking down the street in good health, even though you've been forced to, you know, people listening to me, you were all Mississippi strong. You stayed home because Tate Reeves and Thomas Dobbs said, stay home. And we stayed home like strong people. I'm not quite sure how that works out. I haven't worked out the logic of how cowering in your homes makes you Mississippi strong. But, I mean, the consequences of these lockdowns is brutal. And, you know, when you look at the divorce rate in marriages, we're seeing what looks to be like people are trying to divorce in society, too. I don't know, we're talking about a race war. I mean, when you look at a lot of these cities where these riots are going on, the majority of the Marxist protesters are these white radical leftists. And there are an awful lot of black people out there that look at this and they might support Black Lives Matter. And I've got a lot of notes on why. You know, we ignore a lot of things that the police do, particularly on the right, because we always want to support the police. But I did a quick search the other night. It took me about 30 minutes. There's a couple of websites that track these things. There's some pretty egregious behavior that's been ignored for a long time. Are all cops bad, Mike? No. Grow up. But we have been over-policed. There's too many interactions between police. I mean, this has been brewing for a long time. I'm going to talk when I come back about, you know, seeing these people wade into these protests. I get waving an American flag in the face of a bunch of Marxists who want to overturn our system and bring in some kind of a socialism. I get that. I get wading into these protests to protect a business or protect other citizens. I totally get that. I understand somebody going as a counter protest just to call for an end to the looting and destruction and to face off against the Marxist. I get all of that. What I do not understand is someone going into a war zone, flying a flag with a politician's name on it. Have we learned nothing? Can you seriously be over 30 years old at this point and want to go and fight and possibly die in the street in the name of a politician? Again, I support counter-protesters. I understand facing off with these Marxists. I understand protecting businesses. I understand a lot of reasons to get into the fight. I understand why Kyle Rittenhouse went out and did his thing. Kind of funky that he's 17 years old. Seems a bit young to do that, but I guess if nobody else is going to do it, then I guess we need to call on our 17-year-olds because the rest of us are all Mississippi strong, staying at home. But boy, I do not understand. Fighting and dying for a politician. American flag, yes. America will not be socialism. We're not going to take this hard lurch left. We don't like this looting. We don't like the destruction. We don't like the chaos. I get all of that. But seriously? People are so in love with a politician that they're willing to go and fight and die in the streets under the banner of a politician's name. And I hate to tell you, Donald Trump is a politician. Sorry, hard as that is for some people to understand. I'll be right back.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Phone number here, 601-879-0002. This show is also a podcast. If you missed the show, people tend to work from 9 to 11. I catch a lot of people on the roadways, and I appreciate those of you who listen regularly. But if you missed the show, if you want to catch it again, you can go to the WYAB.com, scroll down to my show page, and it'll take you to my Podbean link, which is themikemadisonshow.podbean.com, or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or TuneIn has got it on there, and I don't know where else it is. It may be somewhere else. I don't do Facebook anymore. I used to post. I kind of have it automatically set up to post my podcast to my Facebook page, but I took my Facebook page down because I'm not going to support Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook in that way. So anyway, you want to check out a show later, you always can. I think what's going on in the United States right now is incredibly sad. And it just may be me. I mean, God knows, it is on a daily basis where I listen to conservative, liberal stuff. I read stuff from a pretty broad spectrum of stuff. And I realize I'm a bit of an island on a lot of issues. I don't like hate. Now, I do preach a lot of real, what would you call it, animosity towards the ruling class in this country, what they've done to this country, what they've done to the people. I report on a lot of statistics that shows how the middle class has been beat up for forever now, 40, 50 years. I'm watching the reaction to COVID, which is funneling trillions of dollars to Wall Street. So I certainly want to call people's attention to the scam that's going on right now that nobody's paying attention to because you're too busy out in the streets fighting each other. And it will not accomplish anything on the right or the left, I hate to tell you. I mean, and I saw Dan Bongino, big hero of conservatives out there. Some of the things he says I agree with, some of them I don't agree with. But he put out a tweet the other day. He said, "You are all going to have to pick a side soon, everyone." Now, that's probably very popular with a lot of people, particularly on the right that Dan's talking to. Here was a comment underneath that tweet. When I saw that, I was kind of curious to see what responses were to it. I don't do Twitter, but I get, you know, to my email because I guess I have a Twitter account. I toyed around with doing Twitter with the show, and I just can't stand Twitter, so I don't do it. But I saw this. Here's a reply to it. So Dan Bongino says, "You are all is in all caps. You are all going to have to pick a side soon, everyone." There's a Twitter comment by Chan's Girl, at Chan's Girl. She said, "I have been very tolerant for far too long of people I know bashing the president and supporting these protests," in quotation marks. "But today I unfriended every single one of them. Time to separate ourselves from these hateful people, no matter how long or well we have known them." I find that incredibly sad. I've got friends who love Donald Trump. I've got friends who think he's okay, but they don't really care too much. And I've got good friends who can't stand Donald Trump. Those people will all stay my friends, because I'm not going to lose friends over a politician. And now, if they want to debate socialism or universal health care or any of these things, I engage in those kinds of conversations. You can imagine with this line of work, I talk to a lot of people about a lot of stuff. And I'm not scared to give my opinion. Pretty obvious here, I guess. But I'm not aggressive with it. I don't start out by telling somebody who hates Donald Trump, "Well, you're just a stupid libtard." I ask them a few questions. Have they thought about this? Have they thought about that? What do you think would happen if? You know, all kinds of scenarios and stuff. And then at the end of that conversation, it's not about politics. We're usually laughing about something and saying, "All right, I'll see you later. Let's get together for dinner on Friday night." You know what that is? That's normal human interaction. People in my life don't have to agree with me on everything. I'm not going to cut you out of my life because you don't agree with me on politics or a politician. And instead of engaging with each other and discussing these things and keeping them in perspective in terms of a friendship and family relationship, we've got families that have been breaking apart now for the last 3 years in the age of Donald Trump. Everybody's so hyper-partisan. I can't be around somebody who likes that man. Bunch of snowflakes running away from somebody who dares to support the president. And the most intimate relationships in the United States right now being broken apart. So it's no wonder that strangers on the street have taken the Twitter rage and the Facebook rage everybody's been practicing for the last 5 to 10 years. And now we're taking that rage out into the street and we're killing each other for it. Nice. Nice. Now, look, a lot of people will be mad at me for saying this. I know that. But you don't understand, Mike, what's going on. Look, I don't want any socialism in this country. I think ultimately we're going to have to kind of balkanize this country. There's going to be places, you know, let California be California. If you don't like it, don't live there. A lot of people are leaving California, New Jersey, New York. That's the beauty of the United States. You get to keep your rights, but you can vote with your feet and go somewhere else. Ultimately, this is what's going to happen. But nobody can accept that. Everybody wants to get a hold of the presidency and the federal government so we can boss everybody around. Those freaks out in California, well, let them go do their thing, man. They probably think you're weird with some of the things you like. I don't want to live in California. Good Lord, the taxation of Democrat states, the way Democrats run their governments, I don't want to be there. Poor Jackson. Poor Jackson, Mississippi. All the potential in the world. Can't get out of its own way. And that's a shame. I voted with my feet. I moved out to Madison. Schools were better. It was safer. If they get their stuff together in Jackson and lower taxes and make it a safer place and improve the schools, I'd love to live in Jackson. Very interesting architecture in Jackson. So I get why everybody is so on guard right now of this socialism. And these people out in the streets, they are nuts and they are violent. And I do not blame a single person for going out and trying to protect a business or counter Marxist flying an American flag. But flying a Trump flag? What is that? What good does that do? I don't know what people think they're getting from Trump. That's really what it comes down to for me. The reasons I voted for Donald Trump, he's disappointed me on. I guess a lot of people got exactly what they were expecting. Kind of a, you like the trolling. You like the liberal heads exploding. Well, liberal heads are exploding all across this country right now, and they're taking out some businesses with them, and they're taking out some police officers with it, and they're taking out some average citizens with it. How are you liking those heads exploding now? Now, I'm not laying all of that at Donald Trump's feet. It's not because he's got an obnoxious Twitter feed that these people have gone into the streets, but I don't know what you're trying to accomplish. And the thing to me is that, you know, again, I know I'm on this island just watching. I mean, I'm a spectator to this stuff. Look, if I own a business, I'd protect it with a firearm. If socialists want to come to my community and take over, I'll be right out there on the streets and I'll wave an American flag and tell them, hell no, that stuff's not going to take place here. I get all of that. It's just when it comes down to the politicians, because Trump, Biden, Harris, Hillary, do we believe? I mean, it's so funny when you looked, I watched people on the left for 8 years just worship Barack Obama. Knowing in my mind, Barack Obama, you know, his cabinet was given to him by Citigroup. I mean, people don't know that. They thought he was a man of the people, a community organizer. He wins the Nobel Peace Prize and then starts 3 new wars. And I still watched people just worship him. It was absurd. And it feels to me like I'm watching two cults on the street. I got to be perfectly honest with you. I'm going to play this clip here. Because what people say to me is, you don't understand, Mike, Trump is different. He loves us. And when I started looking, what really set me off was this idea of people going into these things, not with an American flag, not to protect businesses. But they went in to represent a politician. They went in waving Trump flags. And I just thought, what is the point of that? Is Trump is he really a savior? I don't see it. I don't know if you've noticed, things aren't going so great right now. And you can try to lay that all at the feet of the left. God knows they're terrible. You're not going to get any arguments from me. But I'm going to ask you something. If Donald Trump is so different, now you have to explain this to me. This is a 2012 interview. A 2012 interview on David Letterman with Donald Trump. And I want you to hear what they talk about, because is it possible that a lot of the things that Donald Trump says out in public and the things he's trying to kind of get the mystique around him about, is it possible it's because he's a politician? He's trying to make his base like him? I mean, is that out of the realm of possibility? Or do you believe he is 100% genuine down to his core? This man, it is an America firster. Well, here's 2012.
I have nothing against China. I just hate that their leaders are so much smarter than our leaders. 2016, we will not be the world leader anymore. We have been always. But in 2016, China becomes the great economic leader.
Even if Mitt Romney is elected, he says that
maybe he can turn it around.
Well, do you think he can turn it around?
I think we can.
Do you think Mitt Romney can turn it around?
I think he can.
As a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
These were made, I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great. It's ties, shirts, cufflinks, everything sold at Macy's, and they're doing great. Number one selling tie anywhere in the world.
Number one selling tie anywhere in the world. You wouldn't wear that shirt?
We also have them in white and beautiful white.
Where are the shirts made?
Bangladesh.
Well, it's good. Okay. We employ people in Bangladesh.
Ties? Where are the ties
made?
These are beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
The ties are made in where? China?
China.
Ties are made in China.
I'll tell you, and you know what, David, in all fairness, I've been very open about that, and not all of them, by the way, but I've been very open about that. Are you okay? Is the
no, chair I'm was fine. Made in I just, China. Yeah, I know.
Chair was made
the chair
in China.
Was made in China.
You buy that at Macy's, by the way.
Let's just shut down the Donald Trump factory in Beijing.
I would love to.
And we'll put up a tie factory in Jamaica, Queens.
I love it.
And we'll make the Donald
it.
Trump ties.
I'm for it.
Now, see, to me, what's most important is what people do when nobody's looking. And I don't know, maybe that clip comes out to you kind of out of the blue and you feel like, oh, what is this guy? Some Democrat on there is just trying to bash Donald Trump. I'm just trying to wrap my head around exactly what's going on, that people would go under the banner of a politician into a war zone and fight for this politician. No, look, I think Donald Trump loves this country. He's lived a life that most people cannot even dream of. I got to tell you, I don't know anybody who would live the life that Donald Trump has lived. He's never wanted for anything for a single day of his life. So I'm sure he loves this country. But is it possible that his big nationalist proclamations are at least partly for votes and maybe not rooted in true commitment, because it wasn't that long ago that he was manufacturing his products in China and Bangladesh? As I say, this is how I think a lot of people should judge it. It's pretty easy to get it behind a podium and tell Carrier air conditioners, how dare you move your factories to Mexico? That's pretty easy to do. Pretty popular in the United States. We want more manufacturing jobs here, right? It's a little harder to look at an American tie manufacturer and go, ooh, I'm not going to make as much money if I get my ties made here. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over to China, make my ties there. At one point, I don't see it right now, we had a MAGA hat here in the studio. Now, I don't know. I guess anybody can make a MAGA hat if they want to. The MAGA hat was made in China. There was a Washington Times report. Washington Times is conservative. I didn't say Washington Post. I said Washington Times. It says it took a second round of illegal immigrants who said they, too, worked at Trump properties to spark a change. In January, the Trump Organization announced it would start using E-Verify. Now, I know a lot of people, well, Trump doesn't run the day-to-day. But if it was a core commitment to not use illegal labor prior to his becoming president, if it was a core commitment, why did he just start using E-Verify in 2019? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I can even hear this coming out of my mouth and go, well, I'm just flat-out bashing Trump. No, I'm trying to say, this is just a human being. Do people understand that anymore? And, you know, well, he's not a radical leftist. He's going to save this country from the radical leftist. Well, I mean, I got to tell you, George W. Bush wasn't a radical leftist. Bill Clinton wasn't a radical leftist. Barack Obama would be the closest we've ever come, but he certainly, I mean, Barack Obama couldn't get elected in the Democratic Party today. And it's not to say don't vote for Donald Trump. I mean, look, we're at a crossroads here. We can't afford this Democratic Party. And to all you Democrats out there, just understand you're going to lose. And why? Because you scare the crap out of us. You really do. You've lost your mind completely. And I beg thinking Democrats to, I don't know, start to influence your party somehow rather than just sitting back and letting it be dictated by some of the weirdest people. People who treat you like a child, that you can't do anything, and they got to do it all for you, and you're always a victim, but they're going to help you out. They're getting massively rich, and by the way. I mean, I'm sure you've noticed that. But I when I saw these people going into the battle under a Trump flag, and believe me, if this was happening under a Hillary flag, I would certainly be saying exactly the same thing. Anybody, an Obama flag, if somebody went into a brawl in the name of Barack Obama, I would be on this air going, what are you doing? Barack Obama doesn't give a crap about you. I don't know. I think I've just really kind of lost. I don't quite get. I don't quite get the parts. I don't know what people are getting out of what they're doing right now. I think that's kind of my main thing right now is I flat out just don't even understand it. Got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, I am. I don't think they're going into battle, per se, under like the Trump flag. I think the flag is there just to trigger the liberals. I think they're doing it as more of an insult to the ones carrying the BLM flag, symbols, flags, posters, more so than anything else. I think it's more of just a in-their-face insult.
Yeah, I guess I get that, but to what end does that make anything better?
It doesn't make anything better. It's just people are getting aggravated, and they're just wanting to show it somehow, and that's just kind of a middle finger to the ones out there doing the stuff.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I think you're right, but, I mean, these flags were huge. I mean, they were big, big flags. And I guess I just flat out don't get people's allegiance to politicians basically anywhere at any time for any reason. And we're at a point now, I mean, this could get really ugly. And I think a lot of people are kind of excited about it on the right and the left saying we're going to finally, you know, we're going to, if Trump gets reelected, we're going to put our, you know, we're going to take them out and all that stuff. That's not going to be without some consequence. I mean, I don't know why there's not some appetite for calming things down. It seems like
that's
everybody's good. Excited
because
to get
nobody, nobody can think past the next step. Nobody can put two and two together and get to that. What's going to happen after it all pops off? Nobody can think further ahead. So everybody's thinking about the moment right now.
Yeah. And it is. Look, I mean, I'm a human being. There is something rewarding or something attractive to really sticking it to somebody or getting a point or seeing somebody lose a battle. It's just that people are literally dying in the streets now, and this is getting uglier and uglier. And I mean, I don't know. The election is going to be a whole, it's going to take it to a whole nother level.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, man, appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, like I say, I'm just a little fearful. I got a couple of 19-year-old kids. I'll be all right. I've been kind of looking at getting something out in the woods anyway at some point if I need to go out there. I think it's a shame. I mean, you know, if we really – the crazy thing, too, is the racial aspect of this stuff. I've got a black neighbor right now. She may be the best neighbor I've ever had. And I'm moving, and she seems genuinely sorry to see that I'm going. And that's how people should interact. We let politicians and psychopaths among us, I mean, a BLM started by this Marxist group of people. Let me put it this way. Do you think George Soros is happy or sad to see the rioting going on in the street right now? So when you see it escalating the way it's escalating, it's getting worse, right? That's making people like the George Soros. I use that because he's kind of the big boogeyman people like to point to. And that's why I say when I look at the people in the streets fighting each other, trolling each other, triggering each other, slapping each other, shooting each other, I think people like George Soros are just laughing at what's happening. And I got to tell you, a full-fledged civil war, don't get me started on what that'll do to our financial system. It's going to be ugly. It's not only going to be deaths on the streets, it's going to be deaths of despair when we destroy this country. I mean, I just think this is getting really serious. I'd like to see Trump come out and try to calm it down. I really would. I don't see any evidence. He's not participating in it. Yes, the left is starting this stuff. Yes, they've lost their minds. I got to tell you one thing, though. I'm going to say this, and I got to take a break. I'm going really long here. I think I may be a political genius. I told you weeks and weeks ago when a lot of conservatives were saying Trump needs to send in federal law enforcement to all these cities, get them under control. I said, no, he doesn't. Let them make their own mistakes. Let the people in those communities see how horrible these Democratic governors and these Democratic mayors are. Let them. I mean, I hate it for the people who get caught in the crossfire and the people whose businesses burned, but they're the people that elected people that wouldn't enforce the law and wouldn't protect their property. So, I don't know what to tell them. But I said over and over on the show, and I may be one of the only ones you heard, I said, don't send in federal law enforcement. Well, look what's happened. Trump did exactly the right thing. After his first little foray into sending people into Portland, supposedly to protect, but he backed off and he just said, hey, I stand ready to help any of these governors or any of these mayors. All they have to do is ask. And now his poll numbers are going up. That's the perfect way to do it. Rather than acting like some kind of a strong man taking charge of everything, he needs to do that. He needs to point out, let the Democrats in these cities and these states fail and let everybody see it and let everybody get fed up with it. That would make a real change. Sending in federal troops, I never thought would do anything but just get more anger stoked at Trump, and they would just continue to blame him for everything. They'll blame him for stuff anyway, but people are sometimes smarter than we think. Gotta go. Stay with me.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a Complete Flag Source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a Complete Flag Source has all of the right brackets. Visit a Complete Flag Source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
I went super-duper long last segment, so I've got a short one here. When I come back, I want to get into I just happened to run across a couple of things. Well, first thing I saw was, did you see the story about the guy who caught his neighbor kid riding his bike on his driveway? And what he ended up doing, you know, that was just nice. I saw that story, and then suddenly I saw another story, and I'm going to play some like normal human interaction stories. Because I think we're having a mass mental breakdown. And I would encourage anybody that's on the right or the left to take a step back from the ledge here and understand that people aren't really designed to, you know, just arbitrarily attack strangers for no reason. Look, I'm all about self-defense. You know, things happen. We're certainly capable of defending ourselves. There are aggressive people out there that will do people harm. But day to day, I mean, this is like becoming we've got no sports. We've got more action going on in the streets around here than we do. And it's all these strangers that don't know any. Now, I would really like to know, what is the core group of like Marxist, like true Marxist communists that are out there starting all this mess? I'll bet you within the context of 330 million Americans, it's really small. But boy, are they having a big effect, aren't they? I'm going to play a couple of these nice stories. I'm not trying to kumbaya everybody, but it was just like, you know, when I saw that story about that guy, it's just gotten to the point. It's like when you see a story about somebody doing something nice for somebody else, you just go, oh, yeah, we could do that too, rather than screaming at each other on Twitter or swinging bike locks in the streets. I mean, there's a lot of people who think that human beings, we just have this natural propensity to war. I don't necessarily believe that. I think most of the times we are led into things by people who get power and money from those things occurring. I don't know how natural it is. I mean, I've lived 53 years now. I don't really have a problem with anybody that required me to be aggressive towards them or them be aggressive to me. I've gotten into fights and played soccer. I got into one bar fight, got my nose broken, got into one fight in a soccer game, got my nose broken. If you ever fight Mike Madison, go for the nose, apparently. But I've gone through 53 years, and outside of some charged, you know, things like a little bit of alcohol, and actually the bar fight I was trying to take up for somebody else, and the soccer fight I was trying to pull somebody off of somebody else, and I ended up on the worst end of it with a pile of people falling on top of me and someone smacking me in the face. I couldn't move my head. Like a pile of people fell on me, so I'm on the ground with my head pinned to the ground. And this fist just comes out of nowhere over the top of the pile and just pops me 3 or 4 times in the face. But 53 years I go, I mean, I've had disagreements with people, for sure. From good friends to strangers, I've had disagreements. But I don't go around looking to be offended, looking to get angry with somebody. And that's how most people live 99% of your life. But I'm telling you, politics and the hyper-partisation, partisanship, partisanization, is that the right word? In this country is making people go insane. I'm going to play some nice stories when you come back. It's my show. I can do it. Stay with me.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
We are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. I took a double shot of B12 during the hour break. Not working. I don't bring my coffee into the studio anymore ever since I've spilled my full fat. You know, I drink that coffee with butter and coconut oil in it and spilled it on the studio phone and left WYAB in phone chaos for a day or two. So I don't bring my coffee up here. I'm going to have to run down to my car at the end of the show and guzzle some coffee. I don't know if I underestimate people when I talk. I see so many, I read too much, maybe. I see too many quotes from people. I go to partisan websites because I'm interested to see what they're talking about. And so I kind of know the arguments, and sometimes I kind of try to figure out what people think. When I look at the insanity that's going around here in this country and say this is damaging, it's not going to be good for anybody, I think everybody needs to realize, I mean, to the socialist out there, you're being played by a really small group of people. I mean, really small group. They are putting you out in the streets to risk your life and your limb. And if you got what you're out there fighting for, it would be even worse. The government will chew you up and spit you out in a socialist society. You're being played so bad. But when I see this stuff on the streets and see people screaming at each other while I watch Wall Street just back up the truck and load up trillions of dollars, I'm sorry, I've got a problem with that. I understand the emotions of the issues. And I oppose the left as much as anybody else. As a libertarian, leftist, Marxist, socialist ideas are more abhorrent to me than they are to most conservatives, believe it or not, because, see, I don't like the income tax. I don't like the government we've got right now. I'm the one pointing out to you, right now, a quarter of all income to Americans comes from the government. Kind of feels a little socialist to me. So you won't find anybody that's less attracted to leftist ideas on the radio anywhere than me. But fighting in the streets is not going to accomplish anything. So my viewpoints are a little nuanced, I guess you would say. And I know that they can be taken out of context, or not, that's not even a good word for it, can be misunderstood. People will say, well, you just don't understand. This is a fight between good and evil. Yeah, but the people at the top aren't fighting this fight. They're doing fine. Absolutely fine. Always have, always will, as long as we're out there beating each other up. Anyway, I'm going to divert into a little bit of good news. I ran across this story. I'll just do this one first, and I'll take a break. This is what I was talking about. This guy who, this is what kind of got me in this train of thought of just how human beings really act. If we're left alone, if you strip politics out of our lives, and again, the reason I'm a libertarian is because libertarians don't really like politics. So what they want to do is they want to strip politicians of power. If they don't have any power and no effect on our lives, then what do we care? I'd rather have an all-democratic government with no power than basically any other than a Republican government with a ton of power. Because if Democrats want to run something that has no teeth and no power, knock yourselves out. I don't care. You're not touching me. The problem is we have in this country right now what I believe is like a fight for a loose gun. Both parties want to grab control of the federal government so they can hold the other one at gunpoint because the government has so much power. And I don't think I think we're not designed. You take politics out of life, and these are the stories I'm about to tell you are the way that people generally interact. So this guy was got one of his little Ring cameras or whatever, and he keeps getting a motion alert, and he looks at his video, and he sees this little kid riding his bike in his driveway. No harm, no foul. Of course, in today's world, sometimes neighbors freak out when people do stuff like that. Might be against the HOA rules. But anyway, so this guy sees this, and he just goes out there and he draws him a little track. This is a little kid. Was he probably 4 or 5 years old? And he draws a track on his driveway. And the kid eats it up. He's, you know, zigging and zagging on this track this guy's drawn. And when the rain would come or this guy would wash it up, he'd put a more difficult track on there, and the kid would come back and he'd ride this track, and then other kids from the neighborhood would come and ride the track. Like, that's normal human interaction. And I think it's a little sad that the story kind of leapt out to me. When I saw it, I was like, yes, that's the way we should behave to each other. And then I got a couple other stories. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I got a couple of clips of some stuff that's just normal interaction. And I'm telling you, this is how the stories I'm telling you, a lot of people will go, well, that's all kumbaya stuff. We need to be out in the street cracking some skulls. You don't understand what's going on. I'm just telling you, you take politics and the power of governments out of this stuff, we would just have a whole lot of interactions. Now, we would congregate with some people and probably stay away from other kinds of people. As I say, you know, California would be California. Mississippi would be Mississippi. Texas would be Texas. I mean, there's a lot of that. But I think we would get rid of a lot of the hatred if politics was a lot less important. And the only way it becomes less important is if they have less power. And that is the crux of the libertarian argument. Anyway, I'll play a couple of these other stories just to show you. And just kind of a thought experiment. A little bit of happy space. A happy place to go to. Just imagining a world without fighting over politics right now. I'll show you how normal human beings interact when I come back. Stay with me. All night!
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
final segment here, I'm going to take us to a little bit of a happy place. Just imagine a world without politics. Wouldn't that be fantastic? How about a Congress and a presidency just with a dog there? Dogs that didn't know how to tax you, didn't know how to launch foreign wars. Just like a, what would be our president dog? Golden Retriever? Black Lab? And I'm a boxer guy. Boxers are a little stoic. Maybe a vice president boxer. Boxer could be a president. Very friendly dogs, very protective, very tough when they need to be tough, but generally very friendly. That would be a refreshing change. I went so far this weekend to watch a bunch of panda videos. It's like I was just looking at all this anger on the streets and everything. And I was like, ugh, I just can't take watching these nut jobs go crazy on the streets. I watched some pandas. Oh, my gosh. Panda videos? Are you kidding me? The cutest animals on Earth. But human beings can be okay, too. This I just ran across this. It popped up in my feed, so I clicked on it. And I think there's a bunch of these kinds of videos out. But I thought this is how normal human beings could interact on a daily basis if we weren't preoccupied in this hyper-partisan world. This is a YouTube video titled, World's Funniest Flight Attendant Leaves Passengers in Hysterics. So, of course, I like comedy. I wanted to listen.
If you do decide to leave, you will not be allowed access back on board, and parachutes are not included. Here at Frontier Airlines, we like to keep up with all the latest fashion trends. In the event that this flight becomes a cruise, all of you lucky people get your own itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikinis beneath your seat. Minus the itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, and you get no polka dots. Once you're outside the aircraft, pull down sharply on the red tab that's on the front, or for those of you who love to make life difficult, you can blow into that red tube near your shoulder to blow. I mean inflate. The beautiful bikini is equipped with a water-activated light. How in the world that works, I have no idea. So if you figure it out, please do let me know. And if by chance yours does not inflate, well, grab your neighbor and hold on for dear life. The location and use of life vests for your child.
You know, the thing that really struck me about this is, I don't know how often you fly. There's not a lot of laughing on flights these days. Flying is not exactly the most fun activity. This is a human being bringing a little bit of joy to people, just kind of cutting up a little bit.
Child that shows the most potential is located in that safety information card. If needed due to a loss of cabin pressure, 4 oxygen masks will drop from the compartment over your head. Ignore those and grab your nearest flight attendant to get some air. I'm just kidding. I'm so lonely. Once you stop screaming, place that mask over your nose and your mouth. To adjust, pull on the elastic tabs on either side. Make sure to adjust your own mask before assisting your favorite child, another passenger, or your husband who's definitely screaming louder than you are. And let's be honest, only those of you that pay the extra $49.99 get any oxygen. Smoking of any kind is not allowed on the aircraft. Unless you're like me and you're smoking hot.
So there you go. I know it's nothing. It's nothing as important as what's going on. This is just, I just got like this vein of thought. It's just, this is how people interact. Here's another one. See if I got time for this. This was just a great story about kindness. Somebody recognizing a good store employee and doing something nice for them.
Called on others to help her with a huge act of kindness to a retail worker she spotted being kind to someone else.
Okay, I actually already bought all my groceries. I'm going back into the store to find out that employee's name.
Metro K-9 handler Officer Molly Gross recorded her secret mission to identify a grocery store worker. While shopping, store employee Caleb Harris got her attention as he helped a customer who was legally blind. Caleb stayed with the customer, even guiding his cart to help him do all of his shopping.
That, you know, if I see someone that needs help, I'm going to help them, you know, regardless. So, that I mean, I feel like it's part of my job.
Getting ready to do the pay for it challenge. I get so nervous, like, so nervous right now. That's why I brought him.
Officer Gross returned to the store after raising the Pay It Forward Challenge donation online. She met Caleb, asked him to step outside, where she surprised him with almost $5,000.
If you can tell in the video, I kind of really didn't know what to say. I was kind of taken aback.
The financial blessing couldn't come at a better time for Caleb. who has stood by his mother in her fight against cancer.
She's doing really well. You know, she's hanging in there. She's doing good.
Something Officer Gross now knows, accepting the Pay It Forward challenge this time, made it even more priceless.
All right, we just got done. That was awesome.
Caleb told me he will use part of the money to buy a car to get back and forth to work, and this is probably not the last Pay It Forward challenge we'll see from Officer Molly Gross.
There you go. She was with another police officer, two white police officers. See a young black kid at a Walmart doing something nice for somebody else, go out and raise a little bit of money for him, show him how much they appreciate it. They hug in this video. This is normal. This is the way human beings should be behaving towards each other. And I don't know if that's lost. Nobody really thinks, well, what does it matter? I mean, just think about it for a second. If you take, politics, this hyper-partisan power politics out of our lives, we can do amazing things for each other and lead a normal, happy life. This may be my great dream of and why I've become a libertarian, because I just realize how badly politicians and bureaucrats screw up everything they touch. I don't care the party. I don't care. If they would leave us alone, let us keep our money so we can donate more and help more people, and I don't have to get divorces. Don't have to split our family apart at Thanksgiving because of politics. Don't have to unfriend a bunch of people because they bash Donald Trump or they praise Donald Trump and you just can't abide by them. This is not normal human behavior. I guess that's the moral of today's show. I just wish we'd get back to normal. That's all the time I got. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.